Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wednesday morning in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
72 degrees right now. Going to get up into the high 70s. Not even close to as hot as it was yesterday.
Now we're done. We're done with the heat.
I mean, we're going to hit 83 on Friday.
That's what I said. Heat's coming back.
Shut up.
It's done.
It looks like after this weekend, we're back down into high of 60s and 70s. I mean, fall is right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Bills opening day is a week from Sunday, so let's hope if you are headed out to Orchard Park for that game, we don't get one of those like 95 degree, 1 o'clock sunny Sunday games, because there is no shade in that stadium.
Yeah.
No shade. You know, it used to be you got all your work done at work.
Yeah, yeah.
You went home and you had all the time till you went back to work the next day to yourself. But we now know life is no longer like that.
Yeah.
Right? Not only do you have people that get all their work done away from the office, work from home, you also have stuff, most people, that you have to do for work outside of normal work hours.
Okay.
And that doesn't stop your life from actually happening, which means you have to find places to get work done outside of where you work and outside of your house.
All right.
That being said, yesterday, my youngest daughter had her tennis practice at school. She's going to play tennis for school this year.
Man, she's really going head into this
thing. Yeah, no, it's great. I figure she'll burn out in about another month. So it's like the worst time for dads. It's from 3 to 4:30.
Oh.
Right in the middle of the day, right? Like, and, you know, if you're up early like us, you know, we're up super early. We try and get a nap in the middle of the day and after we drink our juice box so we're not cranky.
Yeah.
So I have an hour and a half where I have to find a place to go work on the show.
All right.
And I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to go. And you know I don't drink coffee, right? Mm-hmm. But like,
You're the only guy in radio that doesn't drink coffee, by the way.
I got enough juice to bring without the caffeine, buddy. So I find a Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, they got Wi-Fi. I can go work in there.
But what are you going to drink in there?
Well, that's just it, right? So I walk in, and I'm like, I'll get a bottle of water.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I go up, and I kind of get a bottle of water. One was like, we're out of water.
We're out of water?
We're out of water. We don't have any bottle. It was hot yesterday. Maybe I'm going to buy a bottle of water.
Fair.
I don't know. I go, all right. She goes, what can I get you? I go, a glass of water then? And she gives me a glass of water, and then watch me sit down and use their Wi-Fi for an hour.
Wait, they didn't charge you?
Well, I mean, the water, it's water. What do you
Yeah, but it's like, I figured they'd whack you a buck
for like the
water.
Cup.
I tried to buy a bottle of water. Yeah. They didn't have any water, right?
All right. Yeah.
But to you folks that work on the run all the time, that have to find places to sit and do that stuff, people always say the coffee shop, at least I've heard people say, coffee shop is a great place to go work.
Well, they tend to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see a lot of people in those places during the day.
Yeah.
Like the work from home crew who just want to get out of the house.
Okay. How does anybody get any work done in a coffee
really?
Shop?
Really?
Is it that loud?
I oh, my
well, I've never God. Sat in one, so.
The music, is wait a minute, and it's always like, it's music that is just...
Elevator music.
But it's lame enough, it's just lame enough to hate it, right? Like, it's just an inch over the line of like, why, what
it... That sounds like your style.
That's not my style. I'm more like... So, like, the music's going, right? And then, like, there's a bunch of people in the coffee shop, so there's all these conversations happening, right? Which is fine, but, like, that's distracting. Then, everyone who works at the Starbucks apparently only has their voice at 11, because and then the machine... And this is all happening at the same time, and I'm sitting there for 5 minutes. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How does anybody do this? So I go outside, and I got
Did
my...
Did you return your free water?
Excuse me, I threw it right in your face. So I go outside, and I have, like, noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, I'm
like,
pop in your headphones.
I'll pop in the headphones, but I can't listen to music, because that'll distract me, so I'll just use the noise-canceling function. Even with the noise-canceling function... It was like a bad cartoon from like the 1950s.
So what'd you do?
No, I just sat. I got like no work done. I'm like, you got to push through. It's, bro, it was.
Haven't you done work at like hockey rinks before?
Yeah, that was more quiet. That is my daughter's hockey practice was more quiet than a Starbucks on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
I would say anytime there's kids around, it's going to be chaotic.
No, man, bro.
Unless you're just used to like kid chaos.
You're used to hockey noises. You're not used to coffee shop noises.
Smooth coffee jams noise.
I mean, maybe,
you need a different kind of chaos to get work done.
Maybe that's what it is. But like, I was flashing back to like being in high school, you know, because like you were like me. I couldn't concentrate on anything, like in class, right? So I'm literally like,
everything was a distraction.
And like back in the day, I didn't care, whatever, fine. Yeah. But like, I need to get work done yesterday, so I'm staring at the screen like an idiot, like saying to myself, "Come on, stupid! Type words out on a page, stupid! Come up with some, be funny, stupid!"
See, I can't work when it's too quiet. Like I remember in college, I never understood people who would go like study at the library. I'm like, it is dead silent in here. Now I'm just concentrating on every tiny little noise, like somebody sniffling too much. You know what I mean? I just need some like white noise in the background. Just, you know, I can't do the quiet.
That's insane.
Really?
How is it too quiet
to
work?
It is, because now, because if you hear, like, any tiny little noise or shuffle or anything, you look up, you're looking around, like, where's that come? I can't do that.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you are working outside of your house, outside of where you work, where are you working? Where are you working where you are not distracted and it's super loud? And I love how we will be able to have this conversation because the man who sits across from us has nothing to contribute to any part of this conversation. Hey, Tommy, where do you do your work?
I do my best work in this chair. It's quiet. I have headphones on and a mic, and that's where I do my best work.
I guess you've really never had that experience because you don't have like a laptop where you'd be like, you'd be answering emails or
something.
What's
he going to do with a laptop? He can't even play Words with Friends. He's illiterate.
I've been here 31 years.
Yeah.
I've never had a desk.
It's impressive. It's honestly impressive.
I've never had a kiosk except for the one in the men's room, but I had to bring that in and get all the, you know, all the permits.
Oh, union shop, you know? I'm all for the work from home, right? Yeah. Like, look, man, if you can do your best work from wherever you are, I don't know why you have to be here. I just don't get how people do it. If you are not locked in your house and everything is off, I don't understand how people work.
But there's some people that can just tune that stuff out. Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
You know, they're just like that focused.
How do you do that? How is that? I don't believe that. I don't believe those people exist. It's impossible.
Their brains are probably just different.
Wait. But then how is your brain doing things to put things on the page?
I don't know.
I can't
do the things on the page. I can just run my mouth. So I don't get it either.
Okay.
You know what I don't get? And I've seen this, and I do have a friend that does this, so I'm sorry in advance. People who read books in coffee shops.
Maybe you see that a lot.
You see it a ton.
But why would you go to the coffee shop
to
read a book?
Like, I'm like, can't you just read at home?
Yeah, right?
I guess they want to feel cool.
Is that what it is? Are you projecting?
Look at man. It's the 1960s and I'm reading about Lenny Bruce.
But
even in the 60s, you could have stayed home.
Concentrate better? I don't know. I've never really understood that idea.
If I see you in a coffee shop with a book, you're a hipster.
Okay, but what is a hipster anymore anyway? Like, your definition of a hipster.
Cappuccino and a book in a coffee shop.
No, but you think people who listen to Dave Matthews Band are hipsters?
Yes.
Really? Tribal Tattoo makes you a hipster?
I think so.
Shut up. No, like, I mean, with the book, too, like, you could just sit in your car and read the book. The book goes anywhere.
That's true.
Book, yeah. I would have loved to sit in my car. I needed Wi-Fi to get what I needed to get done. It sucks. It sucks. And, like, where my daughter goes to school, it's the one spot in Rochester where it's a complete cell phone dead zone. So I couldn't even use my phone as a hotspot in the parking lot of this school to get work done.
The phone don't work at
all.
I
get one bar in this parking lot. I don't know what the hell happened. I mean, it's Aquinas. It's been around for 100 years.
I mean, is it designed like that to keep the kids
No, I think it's just how it is. Maybe it's been there for so long. It's a place cell phones forgot. I don't know.
How old is that goddamn school?
I think the building turns 100 years. I think the school's like 120. That building's 100 years old, I think, this year.
That school's 120 years old?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aquinas has been around a long time.
Bam.
Created
a school.
Yes. Yeah. Created a whole bunch of brilliant minds, much like me, that can't concentrate in a coffee shop.
And your dad. And your brother. Did your sisters go there, too?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Man, your old man spent all that damn money.
I think he still owes half of it.
Yeah, but still, I mean, no, he got you through.
The most awkward time was when the priest would show up with pipes to break his legs. Hey, Padre's here. Time to pay your bill. 252-WCMF. I had to find a place to get some work done yesterday while my daughter had tennis practice in the middle of the day. And I went to a Starbucks because I've seen people work in Starbucks. And I sat down, and it was the most distracting, loud place I've ever been in my life. And I don't know how you people do this. Mm. I don't know how you do it. You know what really got me, other than the noise?
What's that?
This Starbucks, and I don't know, I don't spend a lot of time at coffee shops, so correct me if I'm wrong. Mm. It's the weirdest meetup of people that don't look like they belong together.
Oh.
Because I was also distracted by, there were probably like 20 people in this Starbucks,
right? Yeah.
And like next to me, there was a man in his 60s, I would guess.
Yeah.
Who was having a conversation with a woman with a full arm tattoo.
Okay.
In like workout
full
gear.
Sleeve.
Yeah. And she was like 30.
Wow.
And I was like, what are you... Why?
Why are they together? Yeah, were they sitting together?
Yeah, they were sitting together having a conversation. Yeah. The dude had like a notebook, but it didn't look like a job interview.
Mm.
And then next to me, this guy sits down, and he looks like every dude you've ever met from Greece, like in his 30s, yeah. Right? Just like regular, normal-looking guy. Mm. And then a woman in a hijab sits down, you know, a headscarf.
Yeah.
And they look like they were on like a blind date.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
Wait, the West Side guy?
Yeah, and then the Middle Eastern woman, which, awesome, but like... If you would have given me $1 million and said, decide, I will give you $1 million to choose which man she sits across from when she comes in here, I would have lost $1 million 9 times.
Yeah.
Then here's the other thing. Neither of them bought coffee.
Yeah.
They just sat and talked coffee shop without coffee.
And you didn't buy coffee.
Well, but I tried.
How is this place making money?
I tried to buy water.
Water boy.
I don't know.
Nosy water boy.
Nosy water boy.
Yeah, but I guess like that's like the standard go-to meetup for any kind of interaction with maybe somebody you don't know that well.
Yeah, if you're not going to a bar, where would you go?
Okay. Whether it's a coworker or somebody that's coming into town for work and you got to find somewhere to meet. I don't know. Like, I'm just thinking whenever I've had those types of meetings with people, it's always been at a Starbucks or a coffee shop or, you know, somewhere along those lines.
No,
where it's not that uncommon, I guess, to meet like that.
It makes sense. I just, like the idiot in me, like, what are you doing over there? What's going on? I want to know what you're doing. Are you guys on a date? Did you guys meet somewhere? Are you guys...
What brings you in today?
Yeah. I think it should be legal in Starbucks for you to walk up to anybody at any table and go, why are you together right now? And then they have to explain in 10 seconds what the connection is.
Why don't you just make it easier? Like when you walk in, you have to announce your intentions before you sit.
Like old-timey English people.
Yeah. Now, these two are cheaters. Their spouses are in town, so they will have cappuccinos and canoodling in the corner.
Cappuccinos and canoodling?
Yes.
A canoodle chino?
Oh, they going to chino.
The woman that I felt the worst for?
Yeah.
She was probably around a little younger than me. She had two little girls. They looked like they were like 4 and 6 years old. And you could tell she just wanted a cup of coffee, right? So there's a little line when I got in there. And the kids are just like running around this Starbucks. And she tells them, go find a place to sit. And the girls, so cute, because they're not my kids, were like trying out each chair in the whole Starbucks. And she's like, pick a spot. Pick a spot. Sit down. And she's trying to get her guy. She's like in the middle of ordering coffee. Then all of a sudden, you hear like a chair tip over, and the girl's like, "Oh no, man!" Sit down
right now. Did you see any pets?
No pets in the Starbucks.
Because now you can, I think you can bring your pets in there.
Does it have to be? I thought it'd be a service animal.
Yeah, but that's kind of every dog. Like, are you going to stop and go, hey, let me see your papers?
I don't know.
Because, like, those dogs don't all have, like, certificates hanging around their neck.
I thought they had to have that vest on that said service.
I've seen regular dogs in there.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Because
there were no dogs.
Yeah.
Because your mom did not show up. But she was probably the second one in line on a date with that dude. It was his easy backup plan, his safety, as he called it. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Brian writes us, the easiest place to work is the cafes at McDonald's. They're surprisingly quiet. The Wi-Fi is very good, and everything you need is right there in the store. What is Brian doing an ad for Wegmans?
Well, okay. I have seen, did you say McDonald's or Wegmans?
Oh, I'm sorry, Wegmans. Why did I say McDonald's?
I thought you said McDonald's.
No, I did say McDonald's.
Because I was going to say, I've seen this in one of the McDonald's in Henrietta. I don't know if it's RIT students, U of R students, whatever, but there were like groups of students meeting and doing projects inside the McDonald's.
I mean, I guess that makes sense, right? The drinks are cheap. There's free refills. You could get like, you know, $2 little snacky things.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try Wegmans next time.
Yeah, the one in Pittsburgh, it's like upstairs, like in the back. Nice and quiet.
Like you guys, like it has its own separate. It has a dining room away from the dining.
It has
the
two
problem,
dining
though,
rooms.
Yes, yeah. The problem I'd have with Wegmans is there's too many temptations. Like I feel like I'd spend too much money at a Wegmans.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know? But, I mean, but you can spend that same amount of money at a Starbucks, man.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. I was looking at. I don't go to Starbucks. Yeah. Right. I was looking at the prices at Starbucks. Now I sound like an old man.
How like, do you like their sandwiches and stuff?
Sandwiches, coffees,
even just coffees,
teas.
Yeah.
How do you people do that?
Every
how
day.
How do you do that every day?
What, burn $7 a day on one frappuccino?
Like, I was doing the math in my head. Like, okay, if I drank drinks here and had a meal, right? Like, that was like $12 in the morning?
Oh, so you're getting coffee?
It's nuts. Also, one more question.
Yeah.
Because, again, I'm not familiar with Starbucks. The food that they have in the window.
Yeah, the display food.
That's fake, right?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's real food, but that's not what they're going to serve you.
No, I know they're not going to serve
it. It's not fake food.
No, I think it's plastic.
It looks, it's not plastic.
I think it's fake.
It's real food.
I think it's fake food, bro.
It's real food.
It looked too real
too
to be real.
No, that's it. It's the real deal. What do you think? They have plastic?
No, I think they make, like some display cases, they're fake.
Oh, man.
Especially like baked goods and stuff.
Wait, are you buying into big plastic? No, bro, I'm telling you, it would make sense, right? Like, Starbucks could have a factory that cranks out their new menu items in plastic and, like, gives it to you for display. Why would you waste three things every single day?
Because they're selling you $13 cups of coffee, so I'm pretty sure their profit margin's pretty good.
Okay, understood, but some of that stuff,
it's
like
a bagel.
No, but some of them are, like, egg and cheese breakfast sandwiches. You can't make one of those at 6 in the morning and leave it in the case all day.
Maybe they refresh them.
So you keep making sandwiches.
Or the employees eat them.
After it's been sitting in there for 3 hours.
I know, that doesn't seem like
you can eat a 3-hour-old sandwich.
I would not recommend an egg sandwich, 3-hour-old egg
people
sandwich.
People take them to work or they eat them at lunch.
Bro,
your mother never made you an egg sandwich you ate at a lunch at school?
No, we couldn't afford eggs.
Wait, you never had eggs?
Yeah, had eggs. No, my mother sometimes would crack the pantyhose and fry them that way. Can you Google if the food at Starbucks display is fake? Because I want to get to the bottom.
No, hold on.
What?
They're going to probably rule in my favor. You're not going to get a real answer because they're going to say, of course it's real. Well, wouldn't deceive you with fake food. You need to talk to somebody on the inside.
I'm sure there's an article that exposes. Can we make it a face?
Yes. The food in Starbucks display cases is real.
Lies!
Starbucks says they replace the food daily and that the bakery.
Way to go, Starbucks. Yeah, we eat every week new sandwiches.
Bakery items are dated and safe to sell, donate, or serve if they meet quality standards.
Okay. There you go. Starbucks.
Hey, what if you go at the end of the day, they'll give you a break on it?
I don't want the 18-hour-old egg sandwich.
Bro, when you and I were on the road, and I said, man, there's a ham and cheese sandwich there.
Yeah.
It's sitting in refrigeration all day, third of the price. You ain't buying? Okay, you ate rancid Hampton Inn sandwiches.
Egg sandwiches.
8 days later.
I had a cooler that I kept refreshing with free ice at gas stations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that joke we always do here on the show?
Which one?
Don't even get me started about the water department. Well, get ready for that story in real life.
What happened?
If the accusations are true, there is a man who is in some serious trouble thanks to his dealings with the people that control what come out of his faucet.
He took on Big W?
He did. Wow. You're hanging out in the break room. Ron's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, this story comes to us from Wayne County.
What happened to damn Wayne County?
Newark, to be specific.
Oh.
Police say a man who was on the phone with the water department became angry when he was informed that his water had been shut off at his home. Why are you laughing? That sucks,
man. I know. I can't tell you how many people I know that have had their water cut off.
Wait, seriously?
Over the years, didn't pay their bills. And their power.
I thought you had to get pretty deep into your water
you do.
Bill. Okay.
And the phone, all that stuff.
So this man is upset when he is informed.
Boy, he's thirsty.
Shut the water up.
I just need a little drink of water. Just give me a sip, a swaller. I need a swallow of water. Please, sir.
So here's the thing.
So he started doing.
Well, I'll tell you. Look, it makes sense that he's upset. I think you're allowed to be upset over something like that, right? Because we don't know what kind of circumstances this guy is. Can you have a little empathy for the man with his water shut off, please?
I'm so thirsty.
What you are not allowed to do, however,
what is
make threats.
Okay.
Because according to police, during the call with the water department, this man threatened to kill the employees of the water department.
Oh, got
all
that
of them.
Drown them, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. No, he did threaten to kill them.
Right.
Police say he made the death threats along with other undisclosed threats during the call. He's been charged with aggravated harassment. He's got a court date coming up. He threatened to kill employees of the water department. Yeah. Tommy, when we do the water department joke, we do a voice.
Yeah.
Right? We have an idea of what age a person who gets mad at the water department could be. What age do you think this man is?
I'm going to say he's around 55.
Okay. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I was going to say 70.
70, okay. The man who is accused of threatening to kill employees of the water
like
department.
Way off.
Oh boy, are you in Wayne County? He's 32 years old.
32?
Well, you know, I guess maybe we should have gone younger because that could be a person more likely to be in a situation where their water gets shut off.
Oh, yeah, behind their bills.
You think so? Okay, I guess that makes
coming
sense.
Up. Yeah, all the guys I know that got cut were young.
Yeah.
Okay, and the anger coming from it also kind of makes sense when you step back and look at it. 32 is prime time kid time.
Oh, yeah.
You
could have a family. So, like, not only do you have to worry about where water is coming from for your family, you'd also possibly have to explain to your partner why we don't have water in the house anymore. And if you've ever had to explain a surprise service interruption to a woman you're with, you don't know real shame until you do.
Yeah.
Like, your cell phone getting shut off when you're dating someone is hard to explain your way out of.
It's like when your credit card doesn't work.
Exactly. You know but, I mean? Like, on a grander scale.
Yes.
Because at least if my credit card doesn't work, I can go home and get me a glass of water.
Well, here's the thing, though. The credit card is bad because it gets announced. You know, the server comes over, I'm sorry, but your car has been declined.
That's true. You never know when you're going to be embarrassed.
And then they hand it back to you.
Okay.
This is worthless.
But you're not thinking all the way through here.
I never do.
I know. Because you're right. The in public embarrassment of a handful of people seeing the car getting declined is bad. Think about all you need water for. Because this man could no longer shower at his home.
Bro, he can't take a dump.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He can't cook. He can't clean. He can't poop.
You're done.
He can't shower.
Yeah.
There is nothing he can do in his home
it's
outside
of sleep.
It's the
essence of life.
I mean, it is, man.
I have no life in his toilet.
So, like, I will take 100 credit card declines in public over not being able to take. I have to go to the gas station to take a dump. Now I'm dumping in Starbucks. You doing Starbucks dumps?
By the way, at my age, I ain't going to make it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Would you? You're right. That still trumps, like, electricity. Like, your electric getting shut off.
Well, power, water. I kind of put on the same page.
I don't know, though. You can survive without your lights on.
But you can't cook. Everything's shut off.
When I was a kid, we had our power cut for a little while. When I was a kid, we had our heat cut for a little while. We lived through that. I don't think I'm living through not having water.
Yeah.
I could not handle not having water. We've talked about this on the show with these towns that, you know, they have to go under and boil water.
But at least they can boil it,
It changes your life. And you're right. You have the ability to boil it that way. This man has no water. You'd have to knock on the door for a glass of water next door.
Yeah.
What would that sound like if you knocked on the door?
Hello, hello. I'm so thirsty, sir. Can I get a cup of water? Just give me a swaller of water.
A swaller?
I need a swaller of water, sir.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this man from out in Newark, Wayne County, who was arrested after police say when the water department shut off his water, he called them and threatened to kill the employees of the water department. The most stressful job in the world has to be working for a utility. Whether it's a water department, RG&E, the phone company, construction. Because not only do the people upset see you as the face of the entire company you work for, They also don't see you as a person in any way. All they see you is as a person standing between them and the stuff they see as a necessity.
Yeah, you're the keeper of the water.
Exactly. Or the electricity or the heat or whatever. Mm. And when things aren't going your way, I mean, you have to admit, Tommy, we've been in some bad spots in our life.
Ooh, yeah.
It can feel like the world is conspiring against you.
Yes.
Right? Like, I would never do what this guy did. I know you would never do what this guy's accused of doing. But I can't sit here and say I don't understand it.
So, the one thing, like with my sister, who was always busted, raising three kids, three jobs, constantly miserable. Like, he's not only behind on that water. If you're behind on your water, you're behind on everything. That was just like, it's all collapsing at different times.
Yeah.
So, like, my sister would get the water turned on, but then this thing would show up, and then that thing would show up, and then the car was falling apart. Like,
because you had to take that payment and put it over there.
Yes. Yeah. And she was just constantly broke down in some capacity. And when you went over to the house, the funniest one was her house was a shambles, right? It was old and she didn't have the money to fix it up. And my parents were giving her money, but it was never enough. Her toilet, you couldn't put paper down the toilet anymore. Right. And because it got the roots of some tree got into the system. So her toilet was root bound, they called it.
Okay.
So you had to wipe and put it in a waste paper basket next to the toilet with a lid on it.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
In South Florida. With no, she only had one window shaker for the whole house. So the house was always like, her house was always like at the worst temperature I could think of, which was 82 degrees.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So every time you walked into that house, it was like a stable.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
People are eating breakfast.
Well, they were. But like that was like, but that was like the stuff she was dealing with every day.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it, man. I get it. It sucks. And like, obviously, what this guy did is not right. Mm-hmm. If the allegations are true, don't threaten to kill people, right? And the guy might be nuts.
Yeah.
But I get the frustration. I understand it. Like, you know, it gets to a point where you just throw your hands up at the sky like it's a Shawshank Redemption and go, what are we doing? What am I doing? What do I have to do? And, like, again, I feel I have the same sympathy for the folks that work for the utility department, because I think what makes being a utility worker the worst, people think what you offer is something. Why are you laughing?
I'm just
why are you laughing?
I'm just thinking of this. This guy is triggering my stories of my sister that are so pathetic.
It's not funny.
I know.
He's crying. He can't even talk.
I'm sorry.
You're the worst human being that ever lived. When you're a utility worker, people think that what your company offers is something they should have no matter what.
Yeah, well, it is a necessity.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
And maybe, sometimes they're right. Like, you know, our genie won't cut off the heat in the wintertime.
Right.
Right, okay. But if you've ever lived in the burbs or like the city your whole life, you've most likely never gone a day without running water, right? Like you turn your faucet on, it comes out. It's easy to take for granted. You flip the switch, light comes on.
Yeah.
Always has. Easy to take for granted. So when that bill is past due and all of a sudden for the first time in your life, you are without this thing you never imagined not having, I mean, that's a special kind of frustration, anger, fear.
Especially when you ain't got it.
Yes. And all of that anger and fear and vitriol is pushed solely towards that person wearing the water department shirt or the RG&E shirt or an orange vest at construction.
Yeah.
You want to tell us more about your sad sister or we can move on from here? It's not funny.
Bro, I have a car wash story of this price.
A car wash story?
Yeah. So my sister was driving this car, piece of junk, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, in South Florida with the sea salt, you know, really the rust out a lot, cars do. So this is during the gas line situation. So you had to wait in line to get gas, and you had to go to certain places to get it. So this scam guy, he owned this gas station that also had one of those little mini drive-through car washes.
Mm-hmm.
He was making everybody who bought gas, because you only could go buy a car wash.
Yeah.
So my sister's in line. She doesn't know that till she gets up there. They made her buy a car wash and wash her piece of crap car at this gas station. It's the only way you can get gas during this situation with the gas shortage. So she's got the three little ones in the back. She's in the car. She's never washed this car before, so she doesn't know what's coming. They go into the car wash.
Oh, no.
The water starts shooting up from the floorboards through the sides, man.
Oh,
she's basically driving a pasta strainer on wheels.
Oh, no.
Her kids get soaked They're screaming at the car. They go through and they're like, soaking wet, man.
You can't even finish the story.
But like,
are you crying?
She's screaming at the guy. The guy's not even listening to her. He's just going, get out of here, lady. I got more people to like screw over on this gas station. Oh. Like, my niece still brings it up to this day.
Well, yeah, that would be traumatizing as a kid, because a car wash can already be a... Like, I know kids are afraid of going through the car wash. That would do it for me.
I drowned in the car wash. It's my favorite Rims, Arkansas.
I lost a baby at the car wash. Child got swept away at the car wash.
How would you like to finance an NFL stadium?
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
I don't have any money.
Yeah, I can't afford that. Well, you might be wrong. And in a few weeks, you will have the opportunity to do just that.
So what do I have to do?
Well, look, it's hard to tell if this is a scam. Not in the sense that it won't eventually pay off, because it should.
Mm.
But in the sense that this could be taking advantage of Bills fans that need to spend money on absolutely everything that has a Bills logo on it.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Tommy? Erie County, just west of us, is giving you the opportunity to make some money and support the Buffalo Bills at the same time.
Let's make us some money.
This week they announced they are selling what they're calling Bills bonds.
Like a savings bond?
It's an investment bond. Investment in the construction of the new stadium in Orchard
Park. It's a municipal bond.
So, Tommy, can you explain to our younger listeners who may not know what a government bond is?
No, I cannot.
Okay, you know what a bond
is. Well, I mean, basically, you're buying stock in the community.
Okay.
And hopefully you can cash out that bond at some point, but I don't think you can do it immediately.
Okay, so
like you have to hold on to it.
No, you nailed it. I'll get to that in a second. Bonds are most famous probably in this country from World War One and World War Two.
Savings bonds and war bonds.
War bonds, right. Yeah. So yeah, you would give them money. They would use that money to build tanks to kill Hitler, and then you get money back later.
When they sold all the Hitler stuff at a yard sale.
Only this way, it's to build a stadium. Right. So here's how it works. For Bills bonds, the minimum investment is $5,000.
What?
$5,000.
I thought it'd be like 25 bucks.
No. $5,000.
No, you got to really pony 5G up some cash.
Yep. Okay.
That's the minimum.
And you can buy 25 and 30 year bonds, meaning that you can cash them in 25 or 30 years.
So you got to wait.
You got it. You will be paid back with interest. So this could be something for your kids or your grandkids.
All right.
Which is also something popular to do with bonds. Maybe when you were a kid, you got like a $50
savings
bond.
Yeah, you used to get those savings bonds,
They will go on sale September 23rd at buybillsbonds.com.
However,
you won't know the interest rate until the day of the sale.
So you don't even know what you're buying.
Until the day of the sale.
Because it could be nothing.
Until the day of the sale.
Oh, man.
I know. I mean, that makes it sound a little sketch.
A little?
But maybe it's because they don't know what the rate's going to be. I mean, now we're getting into deep financial.
Bro, they'll have an idea.
I don't know. I don't know how this
stuff
works.
When do they go on sale?
September 23rd.
Wait, that's next month.
Yeah.
They have no idea what the rates are going to be?
3 weeks or no. I don't know. I don't know about finance.
So much fluctuation.
I saw a headline. The Fed cuts rates. I don't know what that means, but that could have something to do with this.
Okay. And I only have to wait 30 years.
Thoughts on Bills bonds, Tommy?
It sounds like a scam to me. I mean, I doubt you're going to make any serious bank on it.
Well, you know, you rarely make serious bank.
Right. I mean, it's a safe investment because you're not going to make much on it. So let's say how old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay, so you would be 2 years older than me when you could cash out that bond.
And you're going to die any second.
Right. Think about that.
Yeah, but again, I feel like this is something if you were going to do it, you were going to do for your kids.
All right.
Right?
All
or your grandkids.
But do they even care? Like, think of your daughters. Are they going to care about the Buffalo Bills 30 years
from now? Well, but they'll care about that money.
Yeah, they will.
Potentially.
And they damn well better care about the Buffalo Bills 30 years from now. Right. I will haunt your ass if you're not watching that game every Sunday. Kimmy?
Yeah.
You went on Bills bonds?
My question about this is, I'm guessing like the people that you'd have to be a pretty big fan of the team to want to invest in something like this.
5G's.
And those people are also right now probably saving their money if they're season ticket holders or people that want to buy tickets in the new stadium for those PSLs.
Yep, personal seat license.
I don't know how many of those fans can afford to do both.
Great point. That's a very good point.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just a lot of money, potential money you could be spending on the bills coming up, where maybe I'm going to be a little bit more hesitant to invest in this if I'm looking down the line at other things.
Okay. Here's
I'm sorry.
Here's why you're both wrong and stupid.
All right.
But you were going to say, you go first.
I wonder, or did they give you, because back in the day, you got an actual certificate.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they still do that or now if it's just an E thing.
So that's what I want to talk about.
Because that would be cool.
If you get the certificate, this is brilliant, at least from the county's point of view, because if there's one thing we've learned from Wegmans the last couple of years, you put bills on anything, people will line up to buy it. Earlier this week, Friday, there were lines out the door to buy Little People of Josh Allen, Matt Milano, and Deion Dawkins.
Right. So they sold
out of Stephon Diggs' hot sauce and Josh Allen's meat rub.
I did see the Little People, like there were lines for it in Buffalo. Was there as much hype here?
I was getting ready to go to the U.S. Open, so
whatever. Because I've seen them in store, so I didn't know if like... people were as excited about it this year.
But if you could get an actual certificate
with a Bills logo on it
that you could frame,
yeah.
And you could get it autographed,
bro,
like that will sell like crazy. Because I remember when the Boston Celtics started to sell stock, people bought certificates just to get their certificate
to get
Larry Bird's signature on it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Bro, you put that thing in a frame even without the signature, it's you gold. Put it in your man cave.
Yeah. That's $5,000 though.
I understand.
No, but it's also $5,000 that it actually will pay you off. You know,
I mean, but
like,
you can
buy a baseball card, you don't know what that's going to turn into.
Yeah.
If you got a guaranteed 3% interest in 30 years, at least you got something out of it.
But Kimmy's right. You can buy a baseball card for $5 or $5,000. You can only buy a Bills bond for $5,000.
Right, because even if you really want that thing, it's compound still tough. Interest. It's still tough to invest.
Okay, now that Tommy's saying do it, don't do it. I thought this was a cool idea, but now that you're saying it's a cool
idea. You talked him into it.
So, but it's minimum 5G.
5G is in the door. That's all you can get, in the door at 5G.
But like, you could also pool that together with a couple of people.
Yeah, but if we all want the certificate, is it like a kid? You get them on weekends and holidays?
No, but you're not thinking right. Because like, you and your brother could do it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And you could leave it all for the kids.
Sure.
Like, how many, your brother has two kids?
Yeah, so we'll have four kids.
All right, so you and your brother could get one and two together, 10G, five a pop.
Okay.
And then in 30 years from now, they'll have money.
Okay, they'll have what, like $1,200 with interest maybe, which means they can buy a beer at the stadium if they go.
Say, one more beer than you had before.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Erie County in Buffalo. They are giving people the opportunity to buy what they're calling Bills bonds for $5,000. You can invest in building the new stadium. They go in 25 and 30-year bonds, so it's a little bit of money back 25, 30 years from now. But Tommy's right. If they give you a certificate that has a Bills logo on it, these things are going to fly, and it'll be one of the most unique collectibles that you could own. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are the Bills taking advantage, or at least try? Or is the county trying to take advantage of Bills fans?
I do think it's a lot to ask of Bills fans all at once. Like I said, there's just so much going on right now that I just think it's poor. Everything is poor timing.
Okay, so now
I do think if the Bills are good this year, I think that benefits them. I think it makes that it drives up that interest, and people want to spend money on the product. I think this season is going to tell a lot about people's, like how much people are willing to invest.
I'm not asking whether or not it's going to work because you're right. You're right about what you just said.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is, is this taking advantage of Bills fans?
Because it does feel forcing you to do anything.
But it feels a little icky because it's like, be part of the new stadium. Like, you know,
they but want I think people that there are like, people that want to do that and would invest in the team if given the chance. I do think that's a high amount to ask.
I think
of
you're
people.
Onto something here.
What am I on to?
I mean, they are baiting you a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? So it does feel a little bit icky?
Of course. You could be part owner.
But I think
you
there are
too
a lot
can own the stadium.
There are a lot of people that would want to be in on that. I just don't know if $5,000 is... I think the amount, to me, is taking advantage.
So, I mean, Tommy brought up one example. Again, this is not unique across sports. Like the Green Bay Packers, for example, you can own part of the Packers. Yeah. And here's what's funny about that. It costs a fortune. Can you Google, Kimmy, when it comes available, how much Packers stock is? It costs a fortune to buy Packers stock.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. Mm. You don't actually own part of the team. It's not worth anything. It's kind of just like a certificate.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun and everyone likes to talk about it. But people line up to try and get those things.
$300 per share.
Okay, and that's when it comes available, or can you just buy it right now?
That's a good question.
Okay, so for example, the Red Wings are the same thing. They're a publicly owned team, right? You buy stock in the Rochester Red Wings. And again, the Red Wings stock isn't worth anything.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to get you rich. I just wanted to I got.
You just want to be a part of it.
Yes, yeah. I got Red Wings baseball stock because I wanted to say I was an owner and I love the Red Wings. Right. Mm-hmm. It took me 8 years to find someone that was willing to sell me the stock.
Oh, really?
8 years. Wow. I had to wait to get my hands on 5 shares of Rochester Red Wing stock that I have framed in my house right
now. Very cool.
It's super cool. Yeah. It's like the coolest thing ever. But the only reason I got it was to frame it and hang it on my wall because I felt like, okay, now like I'm a part of this team, right? Like,
yeah.
Kind of feels like what they're doing here. But yeah. It's going to work. I'm telling you, it's going to work.
But you kind of feel like a rich guy, too, right? You got $5,000 hanging on your wall.
You would have to be a rich guy to afford $5,000 yeah. to help build a stadium.
But now there's proof on my wall.
Look, well, you could also just take $5,000 and put it on the wall, and in case of emergency, break that glass.
Then you look like one of those bars that hangs up all those dollars back there. It kind of loses its charm
I
after
think
a while.
That's, no, it's charming. You don't like that?
I'm really surprised people don't grab it.
It's got Dave's name on it. He wrote Dave. So can I just buy Packer stock right now if I wanted to?
It says it goes on. I'm a little confused by like the wording of everything, but it does it go on sale at certain years or something?
I have no idea.
Right. I don't know. I'm not sure.
The point I'm making is if there's a logo on these things, granted the price is high, there will be Bills fans that buy these only to have the certificate.
And I think there's going to be people that don't have the money that are going to buy them.
See, that's the problem.
Somebody's going to take out like, you know, home equity line. You know, second mortgage. Oh,
you
yeah.
think so? For a bond?
Bro, I was using my home equity line of credit like it was cash in my wallet.
Well, isn't that, that's what they say it is. It's like having cash in your wallet.
And I used it for the dumbest stuff. Mostly booze.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Again, talking about Bills bonds, Erie County selling them for you to try and help them build this new stadium. $5,000 each. Is what they're looking for. 25 to 30 years. This comes in from Rick. Rick says, this is stupid. The stadium is already paid for. The Pagula should be paying for more of the stadium, and Erie County should be footing their own bill. And I can't argue with anything he's saying.
Yeah.
This does, though. I mean, I would assume it brings down the price for, like, taxpayers if enough people buy these bonds, right?
Don't be so sure about
maybe,
that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because you remember, like, they always say, well, if you do this, this will be covered over here.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah.
And that never works out. That way. Remember when the lottery was going to make school free? Okay. That's how they sold it to us.
I understand what you're saying. But
the educational system will benefit.
No, but there are good things that happen from stuff like this. You just never highlight those.
Yeah, but that it's not what... Maybe so, but it's not what you got sold.
Nah.
They're going to sell you all the sizzle.
No, they're going to sell you $5,000 worth of Bills bonds.
But you're going to end up with a tough steak.
Shut up. Let's talk to Nick. He's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Nick, how are
Never
you,
Never trust a Nick.
Hey, good. How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Listen to him. Listen to him already.
So didn't they are?
Well, Nick, I'm sorry. Nick, I lost you, buddy. Go ahead.
Why do they need more money from us now? Why do the billionaires need more?
Okay, so hold on. Let's separate what's happening here just so everyone's clear. This is coming from Erie County. This would be what the county is spending on the stadium. So the county's responsible for some, the state is responsible for some, the Pagulas are responsible for some. And I understand where you're coming from. There is a massive argument to be made that the billionaires who own the team should be paying for more of the stadium. But this would not be coming from the Pagulas side. This would be coming from Erie County.
That's taxpayer money, right?
Like, well, no. Actually, the argument would be that the bonds would be lowering what the taxpayers would be having to spend because this is voluntarily investing in that money that would eventually accrue interest.
But they're already getting $600 million from the state,
you
aside
got it.
From whatever county it is. They're getting $600 for essentially a business. It's a business.
No, look, man. Hey, here's the thing, Nick. We're on the same page with that. I'm with you on that. What's happening here might actually help our argument that people shouldn't have to pay for it if they don't want it.
I guess it sounds like they're still just going to take it from the people that don't want it anyway.
Okay, so now you're doing what Tommy's doing, where it's like, oh, hey, this actually might help the problem that we have, and you're just so mad, Nick. You're just so mad that you're not thinking
about it. Have they mentioned anything about lowering the $600 million or giving some of it back to
Bro,
anyone?
Have you ever, once you get something, do you ever give it back?
Okay, now you're yelling at him for having the same take you have.
People don't give back money, and they know y'all suckers with money and they're gonna and they go, hey man, let's form a line over here and give me some more money.
You all suckers, exactly. You're the one that just said buy the bond.
Sometimes being a sucker is the right path.
It's what the path your mom took.
That's your second mom joke.
Yeah, it is.
We're not even at 7 o'clock.
Nick, I am excited to see what this
Nick
means
ain't playing.
Down the road. And Nick, buddy, I'm
Nick's
with
out.
You. I'm with you. It doesn't seem right, everything else going on around it. Maybe the bonds help with that, Nick. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I hope so, but it doesn't seem like it.
All right, Nick, thanks for the call. How would you like to finance an NFL stadium?
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
I don't have any money.
Yeah, I can't afford that. Well, you might be wrong. And in a few weeks, you will have the opportunity to do just that.
So what do I have to do?
Well, look, it's hard to tell if this is a scam. Not in the sense that it won't eventually pay off, because it should.
Mm.
But in the sense that this could be taking advantage of Bills fans that need to spend money on absolutely everything that has a Bills logo on it.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, Erie County, just west of us, is giving you the opportunity to make some money and support the Buffalo Bills at the same time.
Let's make us some money.
This week they announced they are selling what they're calling Bills bonds.
Like a savings bond?
It's an investment bond. Investment in the construction of the new stadium in Orchard
Park. It's a municipal bond.
So, Tommy, can you explain to our younger listeners who may not know what a government bond is?
No, I cannot.
Okay, you know what a bond
well,
is.
Well, I mean, basically, it's you're buying stock in the community.
Okay.
And hopefully, you can cash out that bond at some point. But I don't think you can do it immediately.
Okay, so
like you have to hold on to it.
No, you nailed it. I'll get to that in a second. Bonds are most famous probably in this country from World War One and World War Two.
Savings bonds and war bonds.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, you would give them money. They would use that money to build tanks to kill Hitler, and then you get money back later.
Sold all the Hitler stuff at a yard sale.
Only this way, it's to build a stadium.
Right.
So here's how it works. For Bills bonds, the minimum investment is $5,000.
What?
$5,000.
I thought it'd be like 25
yeah,
bucks.
No.
$5,000.
No, you got to really pony 5G up some cash.
Yep. Okay.
That's the minimum.
And you can buy 25 and 30 year bonds, meaning that you can cash them in 25 or 30 years.
So you got to wait.
You got it. You will be paid back with interest. So this could be something for your kids or your grandkids.
All right.
Which is also something popular to do with bonds. Maybe when you were a kid, you got like a $50
savings
bond.
Yeah, you used to get those
grandpa.
Savings bonds, yeah.
They will go on sale September 23rd at buybillsbonds.com.
However,
you won't know the interest rate until the day of the sale.
So you don't even know what you're buying.
Until the day of the sale.
Because it could be nothing.
Until the day of the sale.
Oh, man.
I know. I mean, that makes it sound a little sketch.
A little?
But maybe it's because they don't know what the rate's going to be. I mean, now we're getting into deep financials.
Bro, they'll have an idea.
I don't know. I don't know how this
stuff
works.
When do they go on sale? Yeah?
September 23rd.
Wait, that's next month.
Yeah.
They have no idea what the rates are going to be?
3 weeks or no. I don't know. I don't know about finance.
So much fluctuation.
I saw a headline. The Fed cuts rates. I don't know what that means, but that could have something to do with this.
Okay. And I only have to wait 30 years.
Thoughts on Bills bonds, Tommy?
It sounds like a scam to me. I mean, I doubt you're going to make any serious bank on it.
Well, you know, you rarely make serious bank.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's a safe investment because you're not going to make much on it. So let's say how old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay, so you would be 2 years older than me when you could cash out that bond.
You're going to die any second.
Right. Think about that.
Yeah, but again, I feel like this is something if you were going to do it, you were going to do for your kids.
All right.
Right?
All
or your grandkids.
But do they even care? Like, think of your daughters. Are they going to care about the Buffalo Bills 30 years
from now? Well, but they'll care about that money.
Yeah, they will.
Potentially.
And they damn well better care about the Buffalo Bills 30 years from now. I will haunt your ass if you're not watching that game every Sunday. Kimmy?
Yeah.
You went on Bills bonds?
My question about this is, I'm guessing like the people that you'd have to be a pretty big fan of the team to want to invest in something like this.
5G's.
And those people are also right now probably saving their money if they're season ticket holders or people that want to buy tickets in the new stadium for those PSLs.
Yep, personal seat license.
I don't know how many of those fans can afford to do both.
Great point. That's a very good point.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just a lot of money, potential money you could be spending on the Bills coming up where maybe I'm going to be a little bit more hesitant to invest in this if I'm looking down the line at other things.
Okay. Here's why, I'm sorry. Here's why you're both wrong and stupid.
All right. Thank
you. But you were going to say, you go first.
I wonder, do they give you, because back in the day, you got an actual certificate.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they still do that or now if it's just an E thing.
So that's what I want to talk about.
Because that would be cool.
If you get the certificate, this is brilliant, at least from the county's point of view, because if there's one thing we've learned from Wegmans the last couple of years, you put Bills on anything, people will line up to buy it. Earlier this week, Friday, there were lines out the door to buy Little People of Josh Allen, Matt Milano, and Deion Dawkins.
Right. So they
sold out of Stephon Diggs' hot sauce and Josh Allen's meat rub.
I did see the Little People, like there were lines for it in Buffalo. Was there as much hype here?
I was getting ready to go to the U.S. Open.
Because I've seen them in store, so I didn't know if like people were as excited about it this year.
But if you could get an actual certificate
with a Bills logo on it
that you could frame,
and
you could get an autograph,
bro,
like that will sell like crazy. Because I remember when the Boston Celtics started to sell stock,
yep,
people bought certificates just to get their certificate
to get
like you know, Larry Bird's signature on
it. Yeah, absolutely. Bro, you put that thing in a frame, even without the signature, it's you gold. Put it in your man cave.
Yeah.
It
kind but of, that's $5,000, though.
I understand.
No, but it's also $5,000 that it actually will pay you off. You know.
I mean, but
like, you can buy a baseball card, you don't know what that's going to turn into.
Yeah.
If you got a guaranteed 3% interest in 30 years, at least you got something out of it.
But Kimmy's right. You can buy a baseball card for $5 or $5,000. You can only buy a Bills bond for
$5,000. Right, because I was going to say, even if you really want that thing, it's compound still tough. Interest. It's still tough to invest.
Okay, now that Tommy's saying do it, don't do it. I thought this was a cool like idea, but now that you're saying it's a cool
idea. You talked
idea.
Him into it.
So, but it's minimum 5G.
5G yeah. is in the door. That's all you can get, in the door at 5G.
But like, you could also pool that together with a couple of people.
Yeah, but if I want, if we all want the certificate, yeah. who gets it? What are we going to, is it like a kid? You get them on weekends and holidays?
No, but you're not thinking right. Because like you and your brother could do it.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
And you could leave it all for the kids.
Sure.
Like, how many, your brother has two kids?
Yeah, so we'll have four kids.
All right, so you and your brother could get one and two together, 10G, five mm-hmm. a pop.
Okay.
And then in 30 years from now, they'll have money.
Okay, they'll have, like $1,200 with interest maybe, which means they can buy a beer at the stadium if they go.
Say, one more beer than you had before.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Erie County in Buffalo. They are giving people the opportunity to buy what they're calling Bills bonds for $5,000. You can invest in building the new stadium. They go in 25 and 30-year bonds, so it's a little bit of money back 25, 30 years from now. But Tommy's right. If they give you a certificate that has a Bills logo on it, these things are going to fly, and it'll be one of the most unique collectibles that you could own. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are the Bills taking advantage, or at least try, or is the county trying to take advantage of Bills fans?
I do think it's a lot to ask of Bills fans all at once. Like I said, there's just so much going on right now that I just think it's poor. Everything is poor timing.
Okay, so now
I do think if the Bills are good this year, I think that benefits them. I think it makes that it drives up that interest and people want to spend money on the product. I think this season is going to tell a lot about people's, like how much people are willing to invest.
I'm not asking whether or not it's going to work because you're right. You're right about what you just said.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is, is this taking advantage of Bills fans?
Because it's not forcing you to do anything.
But it feels a little icky because it's like, be part of the new stadium. Like, you know,
but I think that there are people that want to do that and would invest in the team if given the chance. I do think that's a high amount to ask.
I think
of
you're
people.
Onto something here.
What am I on to?
I mean, they are baiting you a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? So it does feel a little bit icky?
Of course. You could be part owner.
But I think
you
there are
too can own the stadium.
There are a lot of people that would want to be in on that. I just don't know if $5,000 is... I think the amount, to me, is taking advantage.
So, I mean, Tommy brought up one example. Again, this is not unique across sports. Like the Green Bay Packers, for example, you can own part of the Packers. Yeah. And here's what's funny about that. It costs a fortune. Can you Google, Kimmy, when it comes available, how much Packers stock is? It costs a fortune to buy Packers stock.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. Mm. You don't actually own part of the team. It's not worth anything. It's kind of just like a certificate.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun and everyone likes to talk about it. But people line up to try and get those things.
$300 per share.
Okay, and that's when it comes available, or can you just buy it right now?
That's a good question.
Okay, so for example, the Red Wings are the same thing. They're a publicly owned team, right? You buy stock in the Rochester Red Wings. And again, the Red Wings stock isn't worth anything.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to get you rich. I just wanted to... I
just want to be a part of it.
Yes, yeah. I got Red Wings baseball stock because I wanted to say I was an owner and I love the Red Wings, right? Mm-hmm. It took me 8 years to find someone that was willing to sell me the stock.
Oh, really?
8 years. Wow. I had to wait to get my hands on 5 shares of Rochester Red Wing stock that I have framed in my house right
Very
now.
Cool.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
It's like the coolest thing ever. But the only reason I got it was to frame it and hang it on my wall because I felt like, okay, now like I'm a part of this team, right? Like,
yeah.
Kind of feels like what they're doing here. But it's going to work. I'm telling you, it's going to work.
But you kind of feel like a rich guy, too, right? You got $5,000 hanging on your wall.
You would have to be a rich guy to afford $5,000 to help build a stadium.
But now there's proof on my wall.
Well, you could also just take $5,000 and put it on the wall, and in case of emergency, break that glass.
Then you look like one of those bars that hangs up all those dollars back there. It kind of loses its charm after a while.
I think that's charming. You don't like that?
I'm always surprised people don't grab it.
It's got Dave's name on it. He wrote Dave. So can I just buy Packer stock right now if I wanted to?
It says it goes on... I'm a little confused by like the wording of everything, but it does it go on sale at certain year in certain years or something?
I have no idea.
Right. I don't know. I'm not sure.
The point I'm making is if there's a logo on these things, granted the price is high, there will be Bills fans that buy these only to have the certificate.
And I think there's going to be people that don't have the money that are going to buy them.
See, that's the problem.
So he's going to take out like, you know, home equity line, you know, second mortgage. Oh, yeah.
You think so for a bond?
Bro, I was using my home equity line of credit like it was cash in my wallet.
Well, isn't that, that's what they say it is. It's like having cash in your wallet.
And I use it for the dumbest stuff. Mostly booze.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Again, talking about Bills bonds, Erie County selling them for you to try and help them build this new stadium. $5,000 each is what they're looking for. 25 to 30 years. This comes in from Rick. Rick says, this is stupid. The stadium is already paid for. The Pagoulas should be paying for more of the stadium, and Erie County should be footing their own bill. I mean, I can't argue with anything he's saying.
Yeah.
This does, though. I mean, I would assume it brings down the price for, like, taxpayers if enough people buy these bonds, right?
Don't be so sure about
maybe,
that.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because you remember, like, they always say, well, if you do this, this will be covered over here.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah.
And that never works out that way. Remember when the lottery was going to make school free? Okay. That's how they sold it to us.
I understand what you're saying. But
the educational system will benefit.
No, but there are good things that happen from stuff like this. You just never highlight those.
Yeah, but that, it's not what... It, maybe so, but it's not what you got sold.
Nah.
They're gonna sell you all the sizzle.
No, they're gonna sell you $5,000 worth of Bills bonds.
But you're gonna end up with a tough steak.
Shut up. Let's talk to Nick. He's got the last word on CMF. Hey Nick, how are
Never
you?
Never trust a Nick.
Hey, good. How's it going, guys?
Good man.
Listen to him. Listen already.
So didn't they already?
Well, Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. I lost your buddy. Go ahead.
Why do they need more money from us now? Why do the billionaires need more?
Okay, so hold on. Let's separate what's happening here just so everyone's clear. This is coming from Erie County. This would be what the county is spending on the stadium. So the county's responsible for some. The state is responsible for some. The Pagoulas are responsible for some. And I understand where you're coming from. There is a massive argument to be made that the billionaires who own the team should be paying for more of the stadium. But this would not be coming from the Pagoulas side. This would be coming from Erie County.
That's taxpayer money, right?
Like, actually, the argument would be that the bonds would be lowering what the taxpayers would be having to spend because this is voluntarily investing in that money that would eventually accrue interest.
But they're already getting $600 million from the state, county it is. They're getting $600 for essentially a business. It's a business.
No, here's the thing, Nick. We're on the same page with that. I'm with you on that. What's happening here might actually help our argument that people shouldn't have to pay for it if they don't want it.
I guess it sounds like they're still just going to take it from the people that don't want it
anyway. But now you're doing what Tommy's doing, where it's like, oh, hey, this actually might help the problem that we have. And you're just so mad, Nick. You're just so mad that you're not thinking.
I'm not mad. Have they mentioned anything about lowering the $600 million or giving some of it back to
Bro,
anyone?
No, have you ever, get something, do you ever give it back?
Okay, now you're yelling at him for having the same take you have.
People don't give back money, and they know y'all suckers with money and they go, hey man, let's form a line over here and give me some more money.
You go, y'all suckers, you're the one that just said buy the bond.
Sometimes being a sucker is the right path.
It's what the path your mom took.
That's your second mom joke.
Yeah, it is.
We're not even at 7 o'clock.
Nick, I am excited to see what this
Nick
means
ain't playing.
Down the road. And Nick, buddy, I'm
Nick's
with
out.
You. I'm with you. It doesn't seem right, everything else going on around it. Maybe the bonds help with that, Nick. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I hope so, but it doesn't seem like it.
All right, Nick, thanks for the call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.